The AlamashoToday.com team appreciates the Alamasho community for always making us your go-to source for getting the latest information from all the 6 LCDAs in the Alamasho local government area. However, we thought to bring you up to speed in case you may have missed out on some top headlines that may interest you this week. The week under review is Friday, October 14, 2023, Thursday, October 19, 2023. Here are the trending headlines of the week on AlamashoToday.com. 1. Lagos CP removes MEIRANDPO over extortion of N200,000. The Lagos State Commissioner of Police, CP Adowu Alahanwa, has ordered the immediate removal of the Divisional Police Officer, DPO, of Marin Police Station in the Agabdo Oki Odo LCDA of Alamasho LGA for leadership dereliction and supervisory ineptitude. According to media reports, one Ibrahim Saliu had accused some policemen attached to the Marin Police Station of extorting N200,000 from him on Saturday. 2. Nearby ALIMOSHO. Many injured as BRT buses collide in DOPEMU. Several persons have been reported injured as two bus rapid transit, known as BRT, were involved in a head-on collision on Tuesday, October 17, 2023, in the Dopemu area of Lagos State. 3. Nigerian Army begins recruitment, how to apply. The Nigerian Army has announced the commencement of the 86 regular recruits intake for trades, non-tradesmen, and women. The recruitment starts with an online registration, which commenced on September 25 and will end on October 27, 2023. 4. NYSC opens portal for 2023 batch, C, registration. How to register? The National Youth Service Corps, NYSC, has opened the portal for 2023 batch, C, Stream 1 registration, with a call for eligible prospective Corps members, PCMs, to register. The registration will run from October 15, 2023, to October 21, 2023. 5. Tinubu launches conditional cash transfer scheme for 15 million households. The President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Bola Tinubu, has launched the conditional cash transfer program for 15 million households. The Humanitarian Affairs Minister, Beta Adu, said the 15 million households represent 62 million Nigerians, adding that the sum of N25,000 would be transferred to the beneficiaries monthly for 3 months, which amounts to N75,000 for each of the beneficiaries. 6. Famuyiwa inspects ongoing construction ATMOSHALASHI area office. The executive chairman of the Agbado Oki Odo LCDA, Hon. David Famuyiwa, has inspected the ongoing construction at the Mosolashi area office in the Alagbado area of the LCDA. It is worth noting that the building was carved out from the piece of land where the newly constructed Mosolashi Primary Health Center was erected.